Welcome back. Good afternoon. We are back for another wonderful episode of Triggered. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. It's been a little while since we put one out. Wanted to get some good guests lined up, in which we do have. One of our guests, not today, but coming up very soon, a couple days, is our friend Tracy. And what she does is she runs the Military Family Foundation. And they basically help out families obtaining emergency assistance and social and emotional support through the programs they have. Using local service agencies and other nationally recognized organizations. So I'm really excited to get her on and start speaking about what she does, because as we know with the military, yes, you have the service member, but their families all across the board are just as important to the success of our country's military. It's not just the service members, but their families and friends. So really excited to have her on in a couple days. But today's episode, we are actually going to talk about professionalism. Not a whole lot, but just a little bit, because it's been something that's been weighing on me a little bit. And recently there was an issue I saw on something in my personal life, and I'm not going to go into details because not only of HIPAA, but because I just don't really want to rehash it all. But back in when I was going to school for my medical assisting degree, I was very happy to be able to sit on the board of advisors and realize of all these major companies we have in our local area, major hospitals and centers and teaching labs, all these things that have great opportunities for students once they get their degree to transfer over and get a job there. And one thing that they all said was that the workforce now, the people graduating or out of high school or grown-ass adults, don't have professionalism anymore. So I wanted to go down that route just for a little bit today. Again, short episode, maybe 10 minutes or so. So let's talk about professionalism. Now, great, you hear on Triggered, we are uncut, uncensored, raw. We don't give a fuck what we say, when we say it, or how we say it, because this is our somewhat quote-unquote, and I hate using this word, but safe space to speak on how we feel. Everything is so politically correct now, it's ridiculous. So, on that note, professionalism. It is so important, no matter what position you're in, no matter what job you're on, even me talking on the podcast, is very important for me to have some professionalism when I have guests on, when I'm speaking to you guys, because if we don't have professionalism, it's just kind of everything goes awry and goes crazy and it's not correct, especially in the workforce. And I'm really pushing the workforce thing because that's where we see a lot of it. If you're hanging out with your friends or your fam, okay, let's just start there. If you're hanging out with your friends, you're going to say and do things differently than you would if your grandmother or your mother is in the room, typically. I'm very fortunate where my parents, to me, are more friends now than I'd say like parents. I still love them to death and I still look at them for advice, but our relationships kind of evolved to the more friendship side of it. So I might be a totally different person on that note, but the thing is, what I'm saying and pushing is that you're going to do things differently you would with your best friend than you would, you know, with your parents in the room. You're not going to go to the club with your mom and be like, oh, look at them bitches dancing, you know, or whatever they say. Like, I don't go to clubs, so I don't know what you do there, but you know what I mean? It's going to be a different mindset, different speaking, different language, different clothes you're going to wear, all that stuff. Same thing should be with your workplace and workforce. When you go to work in the morning, you should look the part, your job uniform. If you are accounting or business, you know, dress professional in that sense. You're not going to go to work, you know, in pajamas, flip-flops, and a hoodie or a t-shirt, you know, hair not brushed, teeth not brushed, looking like a hot mess. Same thing if you work in like customer service where you're face-to-face with these people. Now, if you have a job, maybe you're on the phone, you're working remotely from home, and you're not doing video calls, then yeah, maybe the, you know, pajama pants and flip-flops or, you know, slippers, that might work for you. But in an office setting like that, you really can't. So same thing. If you're a truck driver, you're not going to go drive truck in a three-piece suit or a four-piece suit. You know, if you're a bank teller, you're not going to go into your job with jeans, a t-shirt, and, you know, maybe a stain from the ketchup from last night's hot dog at the party that you guys just had. Like, you just don't do that. Professionalism and how you look. People perceive they throw a crazy first impression, the first thing they perceive you as, and they see you as. They're like, oh, that person looks like this, they're probably like this. So be aware of that. Also, the way you speak puts a big emphasis on where you could go in life and where you want to be in life. If you're, for instance, if you're a nurse or someone in the medical field, CNA, LPN, RN, whatever, when you're speaking to the patient, and let's just say they're just there for general malaise, they're just don't feel good, they're sick, whatever's going on, their stomach hurts, whatever, you're not going to go walk up to them and be like, oh, hey, what's going on, bud? How you doing? You know, you see last night's game? Oh, it was crazy. You're probably going to go up there and be like, or you should, I should say, go up to them. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. So-and-so. I noticed that this is what your chief complaint is, or what's going on. How, you know, what can you tell me more about it? Try to get a little more history. But again, different settings are different. So let's say you're working for a nursing home. You might have that one-on-one person you constantly work with. But again, you're not going to go up to them like you're their best friend and just start bullshitting with them. You got to have some kind of professionalism. You got to look the part and speak the part. If you're, and this is a great analogy, if you're working as a lawyer or a bank, I'll use a bank teller. You're working as a bank teller and someone comes up to deposit a check for whatever amount of money, and you look at that check, you say, damn, motherfucker, that's a lot of money right there. No, you shouldn't be doing that. Come on, common sense. So why would it be any different than any other occupation? And if you are in a position where maybe that is what your job is, where you can do that, well, then that's on you. Cool. Let me know what that kind of job opportunity is. So I'll ask you guys this. I'll challenge you this. What job opportunities or jobs or careers should there be no professionalism? I would like to know this. What jobs or careers should there be no professionalism? Dress the way you want, talk the way you want, no filters, nothing really matters. Let me know, because I'm intrigued with that. Then we go into, so we talked about how you dress, how you speak, and here's a very, very important one, and then we'll be wrapping it up. Number three, how you perceive yourself and the actions, your body language you're giving to others. So let's say you speak well, you're dressed for the part, but you go and you're doing customer service, let's say, face-to-face customer service, and you go in and you're all Wednesday Addams Adam. Okay, let me repeat that. You're all Wednesday Addams Adam. You're going, oh, yeah, my day sucks. Oh, I can't wait for lunch. I can't believe so-and-so called out. Wah, wah, wah. Nobody gives a shit. At the end of the day, nobody cares. You're there for your job, and your job, again, we're just being customer service face-to-face. Greet someone with a smiling face. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. So-and-so. Or even if you don't know them, ma'am or sir, how can I help you today? How can we resolve your situation or the issue that you're having then? Positivity, energy, look alive. Even if you have to, you know, pound three monsters and a Red Bull, make yourself feel good. If you guys are following me on TikTok, I put a post out that said, when you look good, you feel good. When you feel good, you'll do good. And I truly believe that. I mean, it's all about your own perception and yourself. Sometimes, and I know myself, you know, you go through a depression spout or something, you got to almost fool yourself to do better and do good and pretend to be happy. So if you're not on TikTok, hit me up on TikTok or do TikTok at TonyLator6. You'll see my bald head and the big beard. But sometimes you have to fool yourself. You have to pretend like you're happy if you're in those kind of positions. Now, maybe you're in a position where you don't need to speak to anybody and you don't want to speak to anybody because you want that job. You know, that's what you like. Let me know what your job is. What's there a job where you don't have to not even pretend, but you don't have to perceive like you're positive, you're energetic, and you're happy? Because I want to know that too. I want to know both sides. I want to do the devil's advocate for both sides. So, again, look professional, dress your part, talk professional, whatever that job is, and then perceive yourself as professional as you can in the sense of your body language. If I'm standing there with my arms crossed trying to listen to you, that might throw off some bad body language. If I'm staring you up and down, kind of giving you those weird vibes, like what was he looking for? That's going to send off a bad vibes. There's certain positions and certain jobs you might have to do that. You might have to give that body language off. I mentioned a lawyer. So if they're in litigation, they might have to overzealous wise, you know, go for that real defensive look and maybe that angry look to try to get your mind going. So there's certain things you just, you know, whatever your job is, whatever professional job you're doing, even if it's, and there's nothing wrong with this, but flipping burgers, custodian, you know, your entry level type jobs, you can still be as professional and energetic as you can. I had a really good friend who worked for Burger King when I was in high school. Awesome kid, loved him. So he was, had the best smile, big smile, beautiful blue eyes. I mean, he just lit up the room when he walked in. He had that kind of personality. And we're going dark because it's just the way the world is, and this is triggered. He, although he was happy on the outside, he was unhappy on the inside. And at the young age of 19, 20, he killed himself. But their whole entire industry where he worked was shook for a long time because of that, because he was that energy. He was that positive energy that they wanted. So, again, he was probably faking it, and I hate saying it that way, but, you know, it's a good thing to be positive. It's a good thing to go out there. But if you have something going on, if you're truly not happy, if you're there's something going on, go get help. Go speak to a therapist. Speak to a friend. Speak to nobody. Speak to yourself. I do that a lot, too, as I'm technically doing that right now, speaking to you as a listener, but there's no one else around except for a couple of the cats and dog. And Spud's looking at me kind of sideways like I'm crazy. So, but to wrap that up, super short episode. Look professional, speak professional, and perceive yourself to others as professional. And like I said, a couple days we're going to have our friend Tracy on with the Military Family Foundation. And it kind of loops back in because she's one of these foundations that helps others. Another big shout out to the Parks family. They had a very severe loss a couple weeks ago, so our prayers and thoughts go out to you. I don't want to put your first names out there, but you guys, you know, known them since they were kids. The one guy, he was in my first wedding. Awesome people, great family. So sorry for your loss, guys. Truly, our prayers and thoughts go out to you. And as we always say, like, be positive, check on your neighbors, check on your friends. You never know what someone's going through. It could be the worst day of their life, and that one call, hey, how you doing, could literally save it. I know I've literally had that happen to me on both sides. So check on your battles, check on your family, check on your friends. And of course, as always, like we say here at Triggered, always remember to stay triggered. Thank you, and see you guys later.